I believe with all of my heart that God has some special things for us. I want you to look at a passage of scripture. You may not have ever written this down before or marked it in your Bible. Today is the third Sunday of Advent that we talk about love, and there's not a greater time for us to address it than right now with the things that have happened in our country. In Isaiah chapter 1, which is not my text this morning, but it is going to set things up for what I believe the Lord wants us to know. In Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19, this is what the scripture says. If you are willing, everybody say willing, and obedient, you will eat the best from the land. Did you know we can give and it not be willing? A willing gift. We can help and it not be willing help. Well, you know, they're expecting me. The reason we're going to see today, the reason some people are not blessed when they give and when they help is because of the spirit behind it. Well, I have to do this. Well, I've got to do this. The Spirit of the Lord said through Isaiah to Israel, if you are what? First, willing. You have to be willing. And secondly, be what? Obedient. Do what he says. If you're willing and obedient, you will eat the best of the land. In other words, God will bless you, and he will prosper you. Christmas is that time of the year that love is the biggest subject of any, even Valentine's Day, because giving is an act of the heart. It's an act of love. It's an act of caring. Read 1 John 4, 9 with me. This is how God showed us his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. 1 John 4, 9. We're told in 1 John 5 that God is love, because love is of God. We'll talk about that in a moment. Jesus did everything he did because of love. God sent Jesus, John 3:16, simply because he loved us. Didn't mean he was pleased with everything that went on. Do you believe that God loved Israel? Do you believe that? But at the same time, that love brought about his judgment, because love will cause those or require those you love to live right, to treat you right. Because you love someone doesn't mean you allow them to treat you any old way. Love has parameters. I want you to look at what the scripture says about love. And I want you to see this in a little different light than you've ever seen it. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1 through 3. Paul said, if I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have what? love, I am only, say, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. And the reason he did that was because there were some folks, heathens, that would worship their gods and scream and yell and clang things together, and it was just noise. He said, if I speak with their tongues, or if I say things from angels and don't have love, I'm not willing or obedient, I sound like a mess. Watch this. Then he says, verse 2, if I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains but do not have love, I am. You didn't know the Bible identified those folks that feel that are nothing because everything they do to pray for miracles, to prophesy, it's to make them look good and it's not to bless you. Wow. Think about it. If I prophesy, if I cast mountains into the sea and don't operate with the love of God, which says this is for you and it's not to benefit me, then I am a zero. Well, now nobody is a zero. Yes, they are. He just said, if you do those things without the love of God, you're a zero. You sound stupid when you try to talk with authority, and you're nothing when you try to do things that are big and spiritual. You're nothing. Watch this, verse 3. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast. Do you know how much I've been suffering through this? Do you know how much I've been going through? You know how much I'm telling you, I've just really suffered for the Lord. I'm telling you, I've just really been through it. But if I do that without the love of Jesus, I gain what? Wow. There are some folks that try to act like they're having a hard time so you'll feel sorry for them or think, boy, they're something else. They're just really something. Simply, I must operate in His love, which is this. This is God's love. Everything I'm doing for you. Everything I'm doing for you. I'm not expecting anything in return. Because, according to Isaiah 1:19, I am willing and obedient to Him. I'm not expecting anything from you. He's going to give me the best of the land. Nothing comes from you. It's because He and I are partners. So I've got to operate in His love. Everybody say, I've got to operate in His love. If I don't, what I say or what I sing will mean nothing and it'll get on everybody's nerves. That's an old Georgia phrase, but I'm just going to tell you, there are some folks, when you hear them talk, you're going, would you please finish this? And there are some folks, when they sing, you're going, thank God this is going to be over in about 2 minutes. Because they're not singing from their heart. They don't look like they're enjoying what they do. Sermons are that way. Be careful now. I have to do what I do in love, or what I say or sing will mean nothing. I love you. You can almost feel that like it's a rock that drops to the floor. Bam! But when somebody catches your eye and says, listen, I love you. And then they act towards you that way, that there is love there, even when they don't approve of what you're doing. Is this helping anybody? So three things will happen without love. What you say will be meaningless, and secondly, what you do will not matter because you're nothing. Everything you do for it's to make you look good. Oh, I'm going to sacrifice. Oh, do you know what I gave up for that? Oh, do you? No. I don't tell them what I gave up. I just give it. Well, how do you know? Jesus said, do you see the lady given this mite, this little penny? She's given more than folks that have given thousands because she gave all she, and she didn't tell a soul. Wow. Without love, what I say or sing will mean nothing. And without his love, what I do will not matter because I am nothing without his love. Thirdly, if I've got to operate in his love, or what I think I sacrifice will add nothing to my value. Have you ever heard people say, I've given and given and never get anything back? Isaiah 1:19, unless you're willing and obedient, you'll not receive the best of the land. Is this helping anybody? So if I'm going to operate in love, if I'm going to have the Christmas love of Jesus Christ, 1 John 4:9, that God showed his love by sending Jesus to the world for me, then my whole life as a Christian has to be, I'm doing this because I expect nothing in return. Well, how do I do that? He's already told you what he's going to give you. You don't have to. He's taking care of it. Why are you trying to do things for other people to get stuff when he's already told you, if you're willing and obedient to do what I tell you to do, you'll have everything you'll ever need. Wow. We are agents of the love of Jesus. Say, I'm an agent. Since Jesus came, he has returned and sent the Holy Spirit. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Jesus to this world. I'm Jesus to this world. People should see Jesus in me. Wow. We're sitting in a restaurant, and a lady walks over to my wife and says, I just want to tell you, I can see Jesus at this table, and I have no idea who you are. Several weeks later, we're at a restaurant, and a pastor from one of the great churches in Atlanta that doesn't know me from Adam walks over and says, my wife said, go over there and tell them Jesus is at their table. Pastor, that's bragging. No, I'm just telling you. He'll be wherever you go. You don't have to say anything. I'm an agent of the love of God, not because I talk a lot, but because you and I do what? We listen. Proverbs 1:5, let the wise listen and add to their. Have you ever had anybody ask you what's wrong with you? And before you could tell them, they interrupt you and start talking about things they've been going through. Well, if you want to know how I'm doing, hush. Let me tell you. Let the wise listen and add to their learning. Secondly, Proverbs 21:28, refers to the believer as a careful listener. Everybody say, careful listener. Wow. Just be quiet. Listen to your children. When they're trying to tell, don't interrupt them. Let them talk. Let them tell you what's going on. You're preaching good, Dr. B. James 1:19, read it out loud. Everyone, stop right there. Don't say, well, you don't know my personality. I just want to say something to encourage them. You know what will encourage them? Shut up. Everyone, read it. Everyone should be quick to listen. The saddest phrase to hear in a conversation. Well, let me finish. Let me finish. Don't interrupt them until they're finished. The only one you're permitted to interrupt is the enemy. You just thought, whoa, Bubba, here's what the scripture says. And when he works through other people, then, did you know there were only a few times that Jesus interrupted people, and every time he did, they were demon-possessed. He said, be quiet and come out of him. Am I helping anybody? If you are willing and obedient, listen. His love works in me because I am a listener. Secondly, I'm an agent of love because I observe. Mark 13:35, this is what Jesus said. Watch. Everybody say, watch. Don't try to get noticed, just watch. Watch, watch, listen, watch, observe. When I observe not just men, but I observe his commands. I watch what he says, and I observe the needs of the world. How can I be a blessing? How can I be of help to you? What can I do for you? I should have put C up here. We need to observe the work of sin in the world. Are you listening? We need, see, God not only sees the good, what does the scripture say? His eyes go to and fro throughout the whole earth, beholding the good and the evil. Why? Because I learn how the enemy operates. I see how he works. But I observe the commands of God, and I observe the needs of the world, and I want to respond properly. Thirdly, I'm an agent of love because I value others. Say, I value others. Some of the most popular programs on TV are programs that show families and friends in constant turmoil. Do you know why people like shows like The Bachelorette and all this kind of stuff? Because it's constant turmoil. Just checking to see if I smell hide burning. We like things that have turmoil. Wow, that was intense. Can you believe she chose him instead of the other one? And I've never seen the program. I just guarantee you that's how it goes. And I'm just guessing, just guess. She, that bachelorette, she was a lesbian the whole time. Guarantee you. Well, how do you know? It's the world. The world's not smart. You can guess their stuff just by knowing what the scripture says. But as a believer, I love people because I value them in spite of the sin. Which means Philippians 2:3 says, I do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, I do it in humility, valuing others above myself. I don't do it because the church has a ministry. That just always amazed me. Well, our church, I don't have to have that ministry in my church. I can do it by myself. I don't have to have somebody leading the program. But wouldn't it be great if we just all do it where you are? Am I helping anybody? Wow. I do nothing out of selfish. What did the word say now? Isaiah 1:19, I am willing and obedient. What did Paul say in 1 Corinthians 13:1-3? If I say things just to be saying them, I'm just making noise. I'm not helping anybody. Wow. If I could cast a mountain into the sea and I don't have love or prophesy, I'm nothing. Wow. Think about it. Those three things. And if I do things just to be noticed, I get nothing in return. I get nothing in return. What I say accomplishes nothing, I am nothing, and I get nothing in return. But I do. If I'm going to have God's blessings, according to Isaiah 1:19, I'm going to do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. That doesn't mean you lose a race to help somebody else.
Well, you know, I just know it would help them to.
The Atlanta Falcons have done that a lot, and it hasn't helped anybody. Please don't put this online. I'll get in trouble. Do nothing out of selfish what? Ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. See, we don't like talks like this because it makes us uncomfortable and it just slaps the shout slam out of us because we have to take inventory. Fourthly, L, I listen. O, I observe. V, I value others. E, I enjoy representing Jesus.
Well, you know, I don't want to tell him. I want you to know, I want him to know I belong to the Lord.
Are you hearing me? I want him to know I belong to the Lord. I, as an agent of love, I enjoy being a representative of Jesus. Colossians 3:23-24. Whatever you do, say whatever you do, work at it with all your heart. And I'll put this in bold print. As working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you'll receive what? An inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. I don't do things for you to bless me. I do things because He has blessed me. I've already got it. Why do I look to you for it? Oh man, do you really enjoy what you do for him?
Well, they're not paying me to do that.
No, do you enjoy doing it for him? Wow. Am I helping anybody? So here's the conclusion. Everybody say amen. Most amens I've gotten through the whole message because I said it was the conclusion. I'm joking with you. 1 John 5:1-3, read it with me. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. If there are folks that say, well, I believe in God, but I don't know about that Jesus thing. No, you can't love God without loving Jesus. He loves his child as well. Verse 2, this is how we know that we love the children of God. How do I know I love you? By loving God and carrying out his commands. That's, wow. That's the sign that I love you. I'm carrying out what he said. Verse 3, read. In fact, this is love for God, to keep his commands, and his commands are not burdensome. Someone said on a program yesterday, said the message of Jesus Christ is not a bunch of commands. And I just sort of looked at the device and went, you ain't been reading the same Bible I've been reading. Because love for God is to keep his commands, and if his commands are in his word, I've got to know his word. I've got to know what he says. Don't do this, do this. Hello? You can't get a job without knowing what not to do. Even salespeople have to know what not to say. And how not to approach somebody. Wow. So if I belong to him, I am about his commands. His commands are about his kingdom, and he said, take care of one another, and that's what I'm going to do. Has this helped anybody at all? Because the bottom line, his love listens, his love observes, his love values, and his love enjoys. The Bible says it's the Father's good pleasure to give good gifts to his children. So I'm going to act like him. And I'm going to be careful that when I speak or when I sing, I do it in love, because if I don't, it's going to sound like a mess. And then if I prophesy, I'm going to do it to be a blessing with the love of God, because I don't want to go around being nothing. Wow, oh my goodness. And if I sacrifice anything, I don't have to put it on the 6 o'clock news. Because I've already received my reward from him. I know I gain. Are you listening to me? That's why, I don't know, if we send money to help those folks in Kentucky and the other places, they won't know we did it. They don't have to. He knows. He knows. Now here's where their reception comes into play. If we ever act like, God, you owe me this, that's not his love. You'll never get anything from him. So I am his agent of hope. I am his agent of peace. And I am his agent of love, because I listen. I don't have to give everybody an answer. I'm observant. And sometimes when you observe, people may try to fool you. Don't let it bother you if they pull one over on you and you respond to a false need. You were doing it out of the love of Jesus. Hello? You value others.
and you enjoy doing what Jesus said. I just get so tired of giving. I want to get something. It's about time God does something for me. You just keep working in love, and you will, Isaiah 1:19, you're willing and obedient, you will get the best of the land. Just keep doing it. Just keep doing it. Just keep doing it. And stop with, one day my train's gonna come in. One day no, it already has. He said he has blessed you. Wow. Oh my goodness. Are you glad you came and heard this today? Read this again. Read this again as you stand. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. So if I'm going to do it, this is how I'm going to do it. I'm going to be hope for other people. I'm going to be an example of peace, and everything I do, I'm going to do in love, because I listen, I observe, I value, and I enjoy it. Wow. Can I tell you one of the lessons I learned as we close? One of the lessons I learned about doing things in love and making what comes out of your mouth right. When my mother was alive, I used to call her and I'd say, I was just calling to check on you. Finally, she said one day, I wish you wouldn't say that. I said, Mom, it's because I care about you. I want to check and see if you're all right. She said, do you ever call and just want to talk to me? Not to see if I have a need, just to share, oh, that just hit right here. My wife can tell you, from then on, when I would call Mom, I said, Mom, I just called to talk to you. Oh, that would make her so happy. Yeah, but you were doing what she said. That's how love works. It's not how do I want to be treated, but how do they want to be treated? See, I listen, I observe, I value, and I enjoy doing it. And did you know what? I enjoyed calling her more like that. She said, I don't need something every time you call. She said, if I need something, I'll tell you. But I just like to talk to you. Wow. So when I go to prayer and praise, I don't go with a wish list. I go to just tell him, I just want to hear your voice. Parents, sometimes till you get to where you just want to hear your child's voice. You just want to hear them. You just want to hear them say, hey, how are you doing? I love you. And, you know, I remember when we did so-and-so and so-and-so and years ago. Do you remember when we did this? And wow. Love is what Christmas is about. God showed his love by sending Jesus. So when you give something, it really is the thought that counts. And it really is okay that the person is so wonderful, it's hard to figure out something to get them. So whatever you get them, whatever you provide for them, or express your love to them this Christmas, just be sure and write in there, hey, just know this comes with more love than you could ever imagine. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we leave today,
I thank you right now, Father, that we are agents of hope, we are agents of peace, and we are agents of love. We listen to others. We observe to see what their needs are. We observe your commands and we obey them where others are concerned. And we also see the work of the enemy and the world, and we want to stop that. And lastly, Father, just know we enjoy representing Jesus in the world. We really enjoy it. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen.
Thank you for joining our service today. If you'd like to donate, we have many ways for you to give. You can text Zion and the amount to 73256, visit us online at zionca.org, or send by mail to Zion Christian Assembly, 258 Beartooth Parkway, Suite 130, Dawsonville, Georgia, 30534. For more resources and information on our church, visit zionca.org.